Ukraine.
Lord, it is that time again that we are going to go in prayer. So let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you once again in the name of your Son, Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and for all that you have done for us, O Lord. We pray that you have mercy upon us, O Lord. Jesus, we pray that you will save, that you will heal, that you will forgive sins, and that you will blot out of transgressions, that you will have mercy on those that are not saved. Oh, my God, those that are sick and afflicted, touch and heal their bodies. You know what they're going through. You know all about it, Lord. We know that thou art a healer, and you're able to deliver, Lord. Oh, my God, you're able to stop death. Somebody is suffering right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look upon them, Lord. I pray that you will touch right now, Lord.
Touch right now, Jesus.
Deliverance to their souls.
Yes,
somebody who has had a stroke, but we know that
Jesus.
You can heal the stroke.
You're
in
able,
the name of Jesus. We know that you're able right now, Lord. Look on that soul with mercy and compassion. Touch right now, Lord. Deliver their soul.
Deliver
their mind. Look on that other soul that is suffering, Lord. Oh, my God, touch their mind. Save and heal them, Lord. Bring them out of their situation. We know you can do it, Lord. Look on Andrew Marshall. Touch him right now, Lord. Save and heal, Lord. Deliver him, Lord. Look on
Deliver
my dad, Titus
right
Senior. Touch him, O Lord. Heal his body, Lord. Deliver Jesus. Save his soul. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. We know thou art able. We're dependent on you tonight.
We're
trusting
you.
In you and taking you at your word. I pray that you look on Steve. Touch him right now, Lord. We know you're able to heal him, Jesus.
You're able
to save his soul. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Have mercy, O Lord. Deliver Jesus. Move in a special way. Touch right now, Lord. Send deliverance for his soul. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door, Lord. Fix the situation. You know all about it. You know what he's going through, Lord. You know how to deliver Jesus. We're waiting on you. We're looking to you. The author and the finisher of our faith. We want you to move by your spirit. Take full control. Send thy word tonight. Send your anointing. Take over, Lord. Speak to our souls. Speak to our minds, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to hear thy voice. Help us, Jesus. We pray that you look upon us, O Lord. If you find anything that's not like you, Lord, we ask that you move it, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to be found in thy word. Help us, Jesus. We want to be pleasing in thy sight. We know you're able, Jesus. We're depending on you tonight. No other help we know. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. Jesus, increase our faith. Help us to take you at your word. Help us, Jesus, not to lean to our own understanding. Help us to be willing, Lord, to make a sacrifice. Help us to be willing to suffer for you. In the name of Jesus, help us to go through, Lord. Lead us, O Lord. Guide our footsteps.
Help
us acknowledge you in all our ways, that you might direct our path. Help us, Jesus. We're depending on you tonight. There is no other help, Lord, besides you, Lord. Jesus, move in a mighty way, Lord. Bless this radio broadcast. Take full control. Send your word. Send your anointing. Bless the speaker of the hour. Have your way, Lord. Look on the visitors. right now, Lord. You know their petition. You know all about them, Lord. Jesus, move, Lord, in a miraculous way. Heal and deliver. Satan, the uttermost. We know you can do it, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let your will be done. Oh, my God, we acknowledge you, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, continue to bless us and take us through. Help us to continue to lean on you, to look to you, for we know that you know how to deliver. You know all about us, oh, Lord. You know our hearts and our minds. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, watching under prayer. Help us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless, and we pray that you continue to look upon all of the souls that are on all of the prayer lists. We pray that you touch them, heal them, and deliver, save and forgive, blot out of transgression. Oh, Lord, help us to go through. We are dependent on you, and we know you're able to take us through every situation that arises in our lives. You're able to take us through. Oh, my God, continue to bless, and we'll give thy name the praise, and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 122nd number of Psalms. That's the 122nd number of Psalms. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, and the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palace. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have Evangelist Khadija, who will be hosting the show.
I was on mute. Amen. Praise the Lord. Forgive me, though. I'm sorry about that. But I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I got happy when they said unto me, I got happy when they said unto me, I got happy when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the pastor temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and pastor at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. And on today's show with me, we have Pastor Sheila Hameen. We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and we also have Sister Cheryl Edmond, who read that beautiful psalm. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's show or any show that has gone forth on the broadcast, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice Title I School, and one is O-N-E. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title I School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com. Again, that's prayerworksministry, 100 at gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Friday at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title I School. And we want to pray, to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to remember Arlene Almonte, a special prayer. We want to say a special prayer for her, and continue to pray for Lazar Dumas, Logan, Romanita Cruz, Titus Edmond Sr., Stephen Allen Jr., Stephen Allen Sr., Evangelist Bradley and family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Alicia Smith, Will Mills, Deacon Johnny Valentine, Deacon Albert Mack, and Missionary Rose Mack, Angela Setti Jr., Curtis Berry, Garnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Elder Otis Smith, Gregory Smith, Miss China, all the Bereed families, those who are requesting prayer at this time. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth, Ministry of Hope Ministry, there is Hope Ministry, is on. The phone number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca England, Missionary Myrtle Huff, and Sister Christine Watson. Missionary Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD like dog, E like elephant, X 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hoag teamed up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And on Sundays at 6 o'clock p.m., Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service on teleconference where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-4840, and the access code is 182-7631. If you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list or someone else's name or a petition, or if you have a testimony, you can leave it in the comment section of tonight's broadcast, or you can also call our guest line. And the phone number to call our guest line, you can send a text, or excuse me, you can call about if you have a testimony, if you want to give encouraging words, if you're a minister and you'd like to have remarks after the word. The phone number is 978-990-5270. You can also call and request prayer. Again, that number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And just going to sing a portion of this song.
Lead me, guide me along the way, for if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. I am weak and I need thy strength and power to wait me, oh, my weak, yes, thou. Guide me through the darkness, thy faith to see. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Lead me. Guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I will not stray. Lord, I want to walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement. Let the Lord have his way and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection. Lead me and guide me. And I know that if we go by the leading of the Lord, everything will work out fine. I love that song. And also the other song that was saying, I was glad when they said unto me,
Let
us into the house of the Lord. And perhaps this was when they were getting ready to go up to Jerusalem to the feast, they were singing this song. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Let's
I tell you, that's a beautiful scripture here. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. They were willing to go to the house of God. They were glad to go to the house of God. And I just thank God because the Lord had made a way that we can praise the name of the Lord. We could sing songs unto the Lord and lift up his holy name. The Lord has blessed and kept us and taken us through another week whereof we're glad about it.
Yes.
I want to give a praise report. I thank the Lord because on the other day, my cousin called and said that the Lord blessed I believe it was Montrell Miller. We've been praying for him, and the Lord blessed him.
Thank you, Lord.
Now we're praying. We're going to continue to pray for his brother, Patrick. So we know that God is still in the blessing business. We don't have to know what the situation is, but God knows all about it. We know God
does.
Is able to bless and make the way for him, whatever the situation is. We know God is able to do it for him also. So we thank the Lord for that, and we thank the Lord for how he has blessed another soul, that soul that wants to live. And his name
thank
is
you,
Jesus. He said he wants to live, and we've been praying for him and trying to work with him, and I know that God can do the work in his life.
Amen.
He did it for us, for so many others, and I know he can do it for him because he's still working, he's still moving by his spirit, and he's still in the miracle business. He's still working miracles. So we know God can do everything, And we are yet looking to him, and we are looking for deliverance, for the deliverance of the people that are requesting prayer, healing, salvation, or whatever it is. God can do it. So we thank the Lord for that, and we thank God for this broadcast once again. Yet I thank God for how he's blessing, how he's sending his word, how he's strengthening and encouraging our souls. You may not realize it, but people are being blessed through this ministry. And I thank the Lord for it. And I pray that he will continue to bless, save, heal, and forgive, and his will be done through this broadcast. So we thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done thus far. And we are yet praying also for another seed. And that was the seed that we met down in Washington. We are praying for him also. And also for Deborah. She's another one that we met down in Washington. And she's all the way from Boston. So she asked us to pray for her and her daughter. And we are yet praying for her. So thank the Lord for those souls. This is our purpose. This is why we are broadcasting, because we want souls to be saved. We want somebody to come and give their life to the Lord. And God is opening up a door of salvation where they can come and receive Christ or receive deliverance for their souls, whatever it is, that they can receive the blessing that God has for them. So we want to remember to pray for them also, and you can add them to the prayer list also.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord for all things. Now at this time, we're waiting for the word of God to come through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. So at this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. If you were busy doing something, now's the time to lay that aside and turn your attention to the word of God as we present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I do honor whom honor is due. Praise be to God. I thank God for being on this broadcast once again. I just thank God for all of you who have tuned in on tonight. Praise the Lord. My soul is happy. I am praising God for what he's already done. Praise be to God. I enjoy the opening prayer, the opening scripture, the song that was sang. I can say of a truth that I am having a great time in the Lord. And I'm so glad that you tuned in on tonight. And I'm not going to prolong the time, but if you will just put your mind on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for mercy. We thank you, God, for how good you've been to us. Lord, we are coming to you right now because we want you, Lord, to feed our souls. And we ask, God, that you will send forth your word and let your word minister to the hearer. In the name of Jesus, God, bless each and every one who's listening with a special blessing. We believe you right now, God, and we count it as done. And, Lord, we praise your name. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God. My soul is just so happy. But I'm going through. Hallelujah. I'm being tested and tried. I'm having some tribulations, but my soul is rejoicing in the Lord. My soul is praising God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, because I know that the Lord is with us, even through the storm, through the rain, through the hard times, through the troubled times.
Yes.
God is with us. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad about it. Thank you, Jesus. He is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Praise God right while we're in the trouble. Oh, hallelujah. Tears may stream down our faces, Oh, my Lord, and we may feel very uncomfortable because of the trouble that we're in. But God is a very present help in trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, praise you to God. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to keep on praising him no matter what.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. My heart may feel heavy or overwhelmed at times, but lead me to the rock that is higher than
Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, because he has everything I need. Oh, praise God. He has the answer to all of my problems.
Yes, he does.
And I can trust him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just thank God. My soul is stirred tonight, and because I know that the enemy doesn't like what God is doing and how God is blessing all around, and he's mad about it. But I'm so glad, hallelujah,
so glad
that God saved me one day. He came into my life. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
He changed my whole life around. He changed my mind, my body, everything was changed because the Lord came into my life, and nothing has been the same since that day. Oh, praise
God.
And I thank God for converting me, sanctifying me, and filling me with the gift of the Holy Ghost, giving me a determination to drive and to go forward, not to stand still, not to back up or draw back, but to drive forward, to keep on going forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, I have a mind to do the will of God. And I just thank God for what he has done, for the doors that he's opened before us, for the ways being made. We didn't do this ourselves, but God is the one who made the way. He will make a way where there is no way. And if we have a desire to do the Lord's will, if we are willing to say yes to the Lord, hallelujah, he will see to it that we can get the job done, because we must work the works of him that sent us. While it is
day,
the night cometh when no man can work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And no need of sitting around and waiting around, but we ought to be about our Father's business. And no way can we have any excuse, because all excuses have been nailed to the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No excuse is acceptable. Praise be to
all
God. Right. We ought to get on up now and move forward in the Lord. And whatever God is leading us to do, we ought to get that assurance from him and go ahead and do what the Lord wants us to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This wasn't my message tonight. But
that's all right.
Praise be to God anyhow. I was going to preach about a change. Amen. And and that is the truth. I'm going to tell you what my theme is tonight and my title. Oh, praise God. The title of the message tonight is Growing in the Grace of God. And the theme is, it's time for a change. And people need to stop with this. I'm not changing. I'm not doing this. Hallelujah. But when God wants to bless you, you need to make a change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just like somebody who wants to be saved. You have to make a change. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's a change. Hallelujah. A change of heart, a change of mind, because God said in Ezekiel
the 36th chapter and the 26th verse. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh,
yes.
And I will give you an heart of flesh. God
yes.
will make a change in our lives. And right
Amen.
Now is the time to yield ourselves to him, hallelujah, to submit, humbly submit
Amen.
To him,
yes.
and let God do whatever he wants to do, how he wants to do it, and as long as he wants to do it. Well, thank you.
Yes.
We ought to surrender unto God.
Yes.
Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Lord. No more running, no more excuses, but it's time
yes.
for a change. It's time
mm-hmm.
to change that mindset of just sitting and being comfortable in the same place doing the same thing. It's time for
yes.
a change.
Yes.
It's time to branch
yes.
out on the Lord. It's time, hallelujah, to launch out into the deep. Glory be to
yes.
God. Time out for just hanging around the shallow water. But we need to
yes.
launch out in the deep.
Launch
Take
out.
That leap
yes.
of faith. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. You're not going to see your way in the natural. But if
yes.
you trust in the Lord and you walk by faith, oh my God,
yes.
God will put you on the other side. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
What comes to mind is I was having a conversation with my husband. We were much younger, hallelujah, very young, and he wanted to accomplish certain things, and I could see that he didn't understand at the time that what it was going to take to get to where he wanted to go or to get those things that he wanted to get. And I was sitting at Cooper River Park right there in Camden, New Jersey, sitting there with him. And I told him, I know you want to get to the other side of the park, but there's all this water that you have to go through to get there. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. And if you're willing to go through the water, you can make it to the other side. But one thing
yes.
I know is that we can walk through the water. Hallelujah. God will part the water for us that we can
yes.
walk
yes.
on through on dry ground. If you really
Amen.
Want to do God's will, he will step in and he will make the way for you. He will see you through. Oh, praise the Lord. And one thing about God, he will never forsake you. He won't turn his back
yes.
on you, and he will
Amen.
Not leave you. But he'll be
yes,
right
Lord.
There. And before
Hallelujah.
You get to where he's sending you, he'll be there waiting on you. When you go there, he'll meet you there. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory be to my God. It's time for a change. This is how we grow in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look around and take inventory and see where you are today. How long have you been traveling this way? And you still haven't made any progress. And instead of
All
making
right.
progress, you're regressing. Things are just going
yes.
backwards. Nothing is growing. Mm-hmm. Nothing is expanding. Hallelujah, but things are just falling off. Something is wrong.
Yes.
Amen.
It's time for
Amen.
A change. Glory
to God. For a change.
When
Thank
a child
you.
Comes into the world, oh, bless the name of Jesus. That child is born. That child does not stay a baby always. But
Amen.
Changes happen right away. Some
Amen.
Babies. They can lift up their head very early. They start
yes.
rolling over. They start getting up on their knees. A change is taking place. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But some people
Amen.
Are just set in their ways, and this is causing
yes.
them to die out. This is causing
them
to lose out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You got to make a change. You have to.
Amen.
You have to make a change because the Bible lets us know that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
There has to be a change. Hallelujah.
Got to be a change.
1 Corinthians 15 and 50 lets us know, hallelujah, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. It just does not happen. But the 51st verse says, behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. If you're not willing to be changed, don't expect to inherit the kingdom of God. Don't expect to go and to be with the Lord. You must make a change. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Amen.
We have to change. If we want to grow, we have to change.
Amen.
We're not going to stay the same. You've been in the world. You've seen the change in your own body. You see these changes happening. Can you stop them? No.
No.
Because God designed it that way. God, he is the one who can stop you from changing. Hallelujah. If he wants to do that. Oh, glory to God.
That's right.
But we have to change our heart. We have to be renewed. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to make a change in order to grow in the grace of our Lord. Hallelujah. It's time for a change. If you see things just being stagnant, if you see that things are just not prospering or not improving or getting better and there's no increase, something is wrong, so you need to change something. Glory to God.
Amen.
You need to make some changes. If you are in leadership and you see that everything is dwindling down and the congregation is getting smaller and smaller, you need to make some changes. Glory to God. You need to look around and pray to God and ask God for guidance to help you to grow the congregation. To help the people, to prosper in the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm telling you, people are not willing to change, and they're losing out with God. They're losing out on many great blessings. And then you have some who want to be in charge of everything, and as soon as somebody comes to offer some help, they want to take over and do everything else. You must change. Glory
Amen.
It's time for a change.
Let
somebody else do something for the Lord. You can't run everything. That's the reason why things are just not prospering. Nothing is growing. Praise be to God. I don't know how I got on that. But God, he knows all things.
Let the Lord have
Lord. And this is causing people to become stagnant. And they're not going anywhere.
That's
There's no
true.
Growth.
That's true.
But we need to make a change. Change is not always comfortable. The flesh does not welcome change. As a matter of fact, flesh has a problem with changing. Oh, praise
God. That's the truth.
But in order to prosper, it's time for a change. It's time to change things around. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. One thing about God, he is God and he changes not.
Amen.
He's the same God. Making all the promises to us. He will never change from his promises, but he will keep all of his promises. We are the ones who have to change.
Amen.
We are the ones who have to be willing to accept change.
Amen.
It's a problem for a lot of people. You got to give something up. You got to sacrifice. You got to turn some things down. You don't want to change, my Lord.
Yes.
But it's time. It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
Time overdue. You know God has been dealing with you to make the changes. Come out of sin.
Yes.
Stop your sinning.
Yes.
Stop committing adultery. Stop committing fornication.
Amen.
Stop your lying and your cheating and your drugging and everything else you're doing. Stop it.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Time to repent and have a change of heart. It's time to walk away from the life that you've been living that's not pleasing before. Time for a change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. And I can say of a truth that God is a merciful God. And one thing that God... He is not slack concerning his promises. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But he will keep every word that he promised.
Yes.
And I thank God for having mercy on us. I thank God because he hasn't imputed to us the trespasses that we've committed. He hasn't done that, but he's shown us love. Mercy, compassion. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God has truly been compassionate toward us and gracious toward us. Not that we deserve it, but because he is God, dear Lord.
Yes.
And he's so compassionate and so merciful. His mercy endureth forever.
Forever.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's time for a change right now. Oh, glory to God. Don't put it off any longer. But let us make that change. You might have been doing something a certain way for decades. It's time for a change.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If something is not working out, it's time for a change.
Amen.
That's it. That's the answer. It's time for a change. Glory be to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word. Praise the Lord. The word of God is right. And I want to say to you, you can grow in the grace of the Lord by making changes. If you haven't been praying like you should, you need to change that. And start praying earnestly before God.
Amen.
If you have not been obeying the commandment of the Lord, if you have not been following God's lead, it's time for a change. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You need to follow the direction of the Lord. First, acknowledge him in all your ways. That's a change.
Amen.
Because some people, they don't want to acknowledge anyone. But if you start acknowledging God in all your ways, before you do anything, before you make any major decision concerning your salvation, concerning your natural life, you need to acknowledge God in all your ways. And he shall direct your path.
Direct.
He will lead and guide you in the way you should go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God is a mighty God. So I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for his touch. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I just thank the Lord because God is doing great things and just listening to the praise report and how God is answering prayer and moving and blessing. It gives me great joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And even when it came time to start a broadcast, I didn't move right away, but I had to make a change. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Right. Something I hadn't done before, but I had to make a change. It was time for a change. Glory to God.
Amen.
Some of the things that we need to do, we haven't done before, but it's time to make a change. Maybe you're not the one that deals with technology and so forth, but it's time to make a change. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
No need of shying away, because the work that Jesus did, he declared that greater works than these shall we do if we keep his commandment. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
He has provided means and ways for us to get the work done. And
Amen.
We are required to complete the work that God has assigned unto
Thank
us.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are required to complete that work, and we don't want to just sit around and procrastinate and not get the work done. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because we will be held accountable.
Amen.
For a change. Amen.
Amen.
This word, thank God for the word of God. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. This word, when I think on Philippians 1 and 6, as Apostle Paul began to write to the church at Philippi, he said, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord has begun a good work, and he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. So we have a job to do. And it requires sacrifice. It requires change. It requires discomfort. It requires fasting and praying. It requires a lot. Amen.
Amen.
But we have to do what God is leading us to do. As the Lord lays it on your heart, I want to encourage you to obey the Lord. Obey the voice of the Lord, and go to God and seek the Lord for assurance. Make sure it's nothing wrong with getting that assurance from God.
Amen.
Don't go on how you feel or you think, but make sure that God is giving you those instructions and giving you what to do, how to do it, because he's that kind of God. And sometimes the Lord will lead us to do something, but we may not have the full, entire instructions. But when we move by faith and we go where the Lord sends us, he meets us there like he did, hallelujah, with the prophet Jeremiah when he sent him down to the potter's house. And when he got down to the potter's house, the word of the Lord came to him. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. So God is leading you to go down on the corner there. Just go down on the corner, and when you get there, the word of the Lord will come to you, or he will open your eyes to see a path that he wants you to go, or he'll cause someone to cross your path that he wants you to minister to. Oh, praise the Lord. You never know what God is going to do, what his purpose is or reason for sending you somewhere, but when you get there, it'll all come clear. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God. He's that kind of God. So we
we need to make a change. It's time. It's time for a change. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you of a truth, I don't know about you, but if you see that you are just sinking, you're stagnant, you're not growing, you're not getting anywhere, if I were you, I would take in close inventory, and I would work on changes that are going to stop that situation from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the stagnancy. Mm-hmm. Stop the impeding of progress. Oh, praise be to God. Pray your way out of it. Sometimes you have to pray until change comes. And I believe that sometimes we don't have that patience as we should. But if we're willing, we can wait on God until our change comes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because he will bring about a change. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank God once again for the word of God. And if there's somebody right now listening to this message, and the Lord has touched your heart, and you're ready to make that change, we're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God for you and with you, believing that God will have mercy and that he will change your heart, your mind, that he will work on you and make you what he wants you to be.
Yes.
If you're willing to for the Lord and ask God to forgive you for your sins, God is ready to change your heart. God is ready to change your life. Praise the Lord. If you've been struggling, the enemy has been fighting against you and trying to get you to stop, to throw up hands or to quit, I want to encourage you to keep on trusting the Lord and keep on waiting on him. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith that God will strengthen you and that he will help you to make it through those difficult times, that he will help you to resist the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And if anybody is sick in their body, or have any kind of affliction or ailment, to know that God is our healer. God is ready and willing to heal your body. Well, thank you, Jesus. He can also heal your soul at the same time. Well, praise the Lord. If you have committed any sins, your sins will be forgiven. Well, thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to God in prayer right now. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us this opportunity to come before you. Lord, we humble ourselves before you, and we ask you to look upon us right now, God. Lord, please. We are coming to you on the behalf of that one who's ready to make a change tonight. Oh,
yes,
my God, we pray that you will forgive their sins, Lord, and blot out their transgressions. We pray, God, that you will intervene into their lives and that you will change their lives and make them brand new in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, we pray for a miracle where somebody says that this individual cannot change. Only you have the power to
change
the heart and the mind.
Yes.
And we believe you, Lord Jesus.
Believe
we are acting in faith that you will perform these miracles in the name of Jesus. Save, Lord God, and fill souls with the Holy Ghost. Jesus, we need you right now, Lord. We need you, oh my God. And we're down here calling on you, Lord. And we're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. And we can't do nothing without you, Lord. And we come to you, Lord Jesus, on behalf of those, Lord, who are struggling right now and
and feeling the pressures of life. Oh, God, feeling oppressed by the enemy. The enemy trying to make them give up and throw up their hands. But, Lord, we pray for strength. And we pray, God, that you will help them to endure the hardness, Lord. Help them to keep on holding on and waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Build them up, my God, where they're torn down. Make them all over, Lord Jesus. Work on right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you right now, Jesus, on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies, afflicted, oh God, and have the diseases. We come to you, oh Lord, in faith. We're asking you for healing. Oh, blessed Savior, lay your hand upon them right now, God. Touch, Lord Jesus, and make them whole, God. Whatever sins they committed, Lord, forgive their sins. And take away their sin, Lord. Blot out their transgressions in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, Lord, raise them up right now, God, and give them a testimony that they may tell what you've done for them, Lord Jesus. And we believe you, Jesus, and we're taking you at this word. For with your stripes, Lord, we are healed. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we come to you right now, Lord, on behalf of those whose names were called out tonight on the prayer list. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask you, Lord God, oh, yes, Lord, that you'll remember them one by one and name by name. Yes, Lord, let the blessing come and overtake them in the name of Jesus. And oh, God, whatever they are requesting tonight, we ask you, Lord, to grant it according to your holy will. In the name of Jesus. Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe you. We believe you together. And we touch and agree on the same thing. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And, Lord God, we ask, Lord, that you will look upon us, Lord. Whatever we need to be changed, we ask, God, that you will change it right now. Change our minds. Change our hearts, oh, God. Change our thoughts, Lord. Change the intent of our hearts. Oh, yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God. Change our walk of life. Change our routine, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever needs to be changed that we may be pleasing unto you, Lord. We ask you to do it right now. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to remember all of our loved ones, our family members, Lord. We are praying for
Lord
them
Jesus.
That you will save them, oh God, that you will bless them, Lord, and that you will heal them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we believe you together, and we're taking you at your word. We believe we have the petition that we've asked in this prayer. And, Lord, we ask you right now a special prayer for Evangelist May, that she has a special request before you. And, Lord, we come to you and we ask in faith that you will grant it unto her, Lord God, that you will intervene for her right now. Make her holy to the Lord. Bless her, my God, with the blessing that she stands in need of. Yes, Lord, continue to anoint her and bless her ministry. Let your name be glorified. Let the power of God be revealed. Lord, let souls be saved. Let souls be made whole. In the name of Jesus, we believe
in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, and we count it as done. If there are things we didn't mention in this prayer, Lord, we believe you for it, And we thank you for
it. We believe you for it.
Time is running out on every one of us.
And we got to get in a hurry and be about our Father's business, because
Amen.
He's going to pay us. And whatsoever is right, he's going to pay us. And I just thank
yes.
God for his word. I'm encouraged. And I'm saying to these angels, I mean, continue to preach the word of God and let him have his way. And those of you that get a word of prayer through, pray for me. God bless you.
Amen.
The broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about growing in the grace of God and saying it's
Amen.
Time for a change. And she
Amen.
Said it's time to lunge out into the deep. And, you know, like
yes.
you said, God said he would be with us. He said in Isaiah that when we pass through the waters, he would be with us, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow us. And, you know,
exactly.
one thing I know, we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. In the field
right.
that I'm in, they call that insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's insanity. But it's time. If you want to see growth, then we have to make a change. Like you said, it's time for a change. Otherwise, we become stagnant.
Exactly.
I tell you,
yeah.
like she began to talk about, you know, some people, they don't want to make a change, but I heard that time brings about a change. So you can't
yeah.
say that. You can't stay the same. You might, you know, you might feel the same as time passes, but you're still changing, whether it's on the outside, but eventually, it's you're changing too. And when God says move, you have to move. No matter how stuck in your ways you might be, you can't stick harder than God. If he says move, you got to move. You got to change. I tell you, I enjoyed the word of God tonight. It was a soul-stirring message, one that makes you search yourself and see, oh, this applies to me. There are things
yeah.
I need to do to change. You know, I can't stay the same as well. You know, sometimes we go in a way so long, and it works. It works, but we get, like you said, we become complacent. But if we launch
yeah.
out into the deep, if we do something new, we might can reach a new soul, somebody we never thought we might be able to reach. But if we
Amen.
Stay in the same place,
yeah.
that's where we'll be. And not that God won't bless us, but there are other people, there are other souls that
yeah.
he's ministering to. And if we don't change, if we don't move when God says move, those souls
yeah.
are the ones that are suffering. And then when we stand before God, he's going to inquire of us why we didn't do what
he
told us to do.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
So we have to be so watchful and not worry. It's not, you know, it's not about our comfortability. You know, Jesus, he could have said, well, I don't want to go on down there, you know, and save mankind. I'm comfortable up here. But he made a change, and he
yes,
became
he
man. He became flesh. He made a change,
Amen.
And we have to do the same thing. Whatever his will is for our lives, that's what we have to do. I enjoyed it. I feel stirred up, and I'm glad about
yes.
it.
Yes,
thank
all
God
right.
for the prayer as well, coming through Evangelist Mayville, and thank God also for Sister Cheryl being so willing to read the scripture for us tonight. Thank God for all of the listeners. Thank God for all of you. Truly, we want you to just be encouraged. If you want to call in, if you have an encouraging word, or if you want prayer, Simone, you can dial right now, 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. It's time for change. Amen. Praise the Lord. Van Hameen, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through both Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija. And I thank God
yes.
for all things.
Yes.
And he's just doing great and mighty things. And I want to encourage you who are listening to just take the word of God in. I thank God for also, as mentioned, for Sister Cheryl for being so willing to help us on our broadcast tonight.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God for you. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all who are supporting us and praying for us. It is a blessing indeed to have your prayers and your support.
Yes.
And we thank God for your love. Amen. Praise the Lord. It takes love to do something like that. And I thank the Lord for blessing us to have you as our listeners. And may the Lord continue to bless you. If there's anyone who is seeking to be saved, I want you to continue to seek after the Lord. Don't stop. Don't give up. But change anything that you can change, and God will do the rest. God,
amen.
He will take out the stony heart. He'll put in a heart of flesh. God will do everything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes. So we just thank God for how he has blessed us on the broadcast tonight. And we're going to go ahead and end the broadcast. Amen. Thank God for you and for your patience. I hear one of my grandchildren crying. Praise the Lord. I'll go see about them. Amen. But I just wanted to mention, you know, something that was said triggered this thought of how the changes take place. And this is how amazing God is and how amazing his grace is. Praise the Lord. And as Apostle Paul began to write to the church at Corinth in the 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, he was saying there, the 16th verse, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." So that's a change on a daily basis. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The outward man perishes, and we die daily, this outward man. But the inward man is being renewed day by day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mighty God, what a mighty God. So it's indeed this time for a change. Amen. Thank God for all of you and for your patience. This is the end of the broadcast. Evangelist May, do you have anything else to add?
Not at this time.
Evangelist Khadija?
Not at this time, amen.
Amen. So we look forward to you tuning in with us on the broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will. And until then, this concludes the broadcast. God bless you, children. What's the matter? Can you all say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. At this time, this concludes the broadcast. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.